This week, the tech world is buzzing with AI agents and how they're integrating into our workflows. Brian Kasel has been dropping some seriously insightful videos on using AI tools like Claude Code and OpenAI-based tools for specialized tasks. His night shift concept is particularly fascinating. Imagine having AI agents take over routine tasks while you're asleep. Kasel shows how these agents can handle things like checking and optimizing SEO metadata on your website or reviewing pull requests on GitHub. It's all about setting up a system where the heavy lifting is done by AI, leaving you with more time to focus on creative and strategic tasks. Kasel's videos are a deep dive into how Claude and OpenAI tools are becoming indispensable. He demonstrates how Claude Code can be used locally to access skills and files that aren't available in the cloud version. This local setup allows for more efficient task completion, especially when you need to access local resources. It's a game changer for developers who are already comfortable with local development environments. But it's not just about efficiency. Kasel also talks about how different developer tools are converging on plan-based development, or what he calls plan mode. He uses tools like Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex to show how a product requirement document can be turned into a detailed implementation plan. This standardization across tools makes it easier to switch between them and adopt new ones. It's a trend that's making waves in the dev community. However, there's a bit of tension brewing. Anthropic's recent announcement about a separate monthly credit for programmatic use of Claude has caused some frustration. Users who rely on AFK workflows are feeling the pinch, as the new budget is significantly smaller. This has some creators considering alternatives like Codex or OpenAI. Meanwhile, open-source solutions like Hermes Agent are gaining traction, especially with the integration of Qwen 3.6 Plus and new features like computer use and Kanban boards. One standout video this week comes from Leon Van Ziel. He shows how to build an AI image studio from scratch using OpenAI's GPT 5.5 and GPT Image 2. It's a practical application that stands out from the usual workflow optimization videos. Van Ziel walks through setting up a Next.js project, integrating a Postgres database, and creating a design system. The end result is a functional web app that lets users generate useful images with text prompts. It's a fantastic example of how AI can be used to create something tangible. And if you're into the nitty-gritty of tech, Fireship has a video that dives deep into operating systems. It explains everything from the bootloader to the shutdown process, highlighting the importance of system calls, schedulers, and threads. They also cover a critical security vulnerability in the Linux kernel known as copy fail, which was discovered by an AI tool. It's a reminder of how AI is not just about automation, but also about improving code quality and security. GitHub is also in the spotlight, but not for good reasons. The platform has been facing numerous issues, from accidental deletions of pull requests to search function outages. Prominent developers like Mitchell Hashimoto are even considering moving their open-source projects elsewhere. The increasing load from AI agents is partly to blame, but Microsoft and GitHub are working to address these issues. Alternatives like GitLab, Codeberg, and SourceHut are gaining attention as viable options. Finally, Alex Finn shares a live demonstration of what he calls the greatest Claude Code workflow ever. He integrates tools like Slack, Linear, and GitHub to manage projects more efficiently. By using AI tools to automate tasks and track changes, Finn shows how to boost productivity and reduce errors. He even announces his new startup, Henry Intelligent Machines, which will be supported by these workflows. It's clear that AI agents are becoming more integral to our workflows, whether it's through automating routine tasks, improving code quality, or creating new applications. The tension between different AI providers and the search for more efficient workflows continue to be central themes. As these tools evolve, it's exciting to see how they'll shape the future of tech and development.